Former city prosecutor and Honolulu mayor Peter Carlisle hosted the groundbreaking ceremony for Honolulu's rail transit system in 2011. Now he's running for mayor again to complete rail as it was intended.
We've got choking traffic that is getting worse, and the cost of that traffic in terms of productivity, in terms of quality of life, is just unacceptable. And we gave relief to my neck of the woods out in Hawaii Kai. We gave relief to the windward side with H3. Left out of this whole thing is West Oahu, and it's their turn.
Carlisle says the Federal Transit Administration appears to be flexible and willing to work with the Honolulu Authority for Rapid Transportation. He's not happy with the current city administration's handling of the estimated $8.1 billion project. He says he doesn't know what the future holds, but he's willing to stick with the plan.
Are we capable of finding the money? Yes. Is it going to be more money than most people would want to spend? I'm certain of it. But without it, all of this work goes to waste. I mean, the longer you delay this, the more expensive it's going to be.
He also has a plan to address the root causes of homelessness. He's working with Dr. James Ireland, former city director of emergency medical services, and will treat homeless individuals and their specific issues.
This sit-live thing doesn't accomplish anything. There are some people who are mentally ill and haven't been treated. There are people who have mental diseases that they have no way of dealing with. And there are some people who are chronic drug and alcohol abusers and haven't been treated. So what you do there is you intervene. And when you intervene, you give them the individualized treatment that they need.
He says his views on homelessness have changed since he left office. What's needed, he says, is a management structure to deliver current mental health and social services to the homeless. Carlisle says his executive experience and proven track record set him apart from his opponents.
I started off working my way up through the ranks and becoming Honolulu's third elected prosecuting attorney, and then after that, the mayor's office. When we started finally the rail project and then ended up ultimately getting the $1.55 billion, put things in the ground and moving forward with that. And so is that going to be what I consider a legacy for me? Absolutely and unequivocally.
Carlisle acknowledges he faces an incumbent mayor with a $1.5 million campaign war chest, but the prosecutor that he says defines him will not concede.
You don't go in there to lose a case. No, absolutely not. And you don't go in there to lose a race either.
In my next report, the incumbent Honolulu mayor and his plan to complete the rail transit project. Wayne Yoshioka, HPR News.